So, you close your eyes for this meditation. I usually lead the first 10 or 15 minutes. Afterwards, I give 5 or 10 minutes for you to enjoy the peace of the meditation. So we start, as I said, by caring for our body. Which means being aware of it and to increase the power of that awareness, being aware of part by part of your body. And I usually like to start with being aware of my legs, simply because there's usually not too many problems there. So by the time I get up to the parts which I have to be very careful with, you know, the torso, the head, my mindfulness has become a little bit stronger. So I can be aware of more and adjust the body more carefully. But I start with my legs. To be aware of my legs, I ask, how are you, legs? As I would ask you when I meet you, how are you today? And just like being concerned. Caring means a lot. And also, my legs sometimes tell me that it's not the best position, so please adjust me, and I will do. Today they're pretty good. This is the combination of awareness and kindness. What I coin the word kindfulness. Being kindful to your body. And then moving to my butt, and making sure that is well adjusted on the cushion. If you're sitting on a chair, you're not too far forward, not too far back. Just asking your butt, how are you? Do you need some adjustment? Wearing a robe, sometimes you have a fold of that robe which can bite into the flesh and cause like a little pain. It's not really caring or being careful with your own body. And I check my back, starting from the waist and moving up, making sure that is well positioned. If you like to also try a little stretch as you start your meditation, it feels good. And after I stretched it, my back, then I let it go. It usually falls into a position of quite good relaxation and comfort. When my back is fine, if there's any problem with your body, then pause at a certain place. As you pause with your body, or a certain place in the body, zoom in to the problem and give it extra special kindness. And just to see if that works. Because the mindfulness does provide the opportunity for feedback. And you move to your shoulders, relaxing the muscles on either side of your spine, called your shoulders. Nothing is being stretched. It's being as easeful as you possibly can manage. And you go down your arms, past your elbows, to your hands. Caring, relaxing as you go. You get to your hands, how your hands are positioned. Whatever works for you, whatever is comfortable. If you haven't found the best position for your hands, then try another position and compare. Ask your hands what they want to do, where they want to be positioned. Meditation is not about being a control freak. Meditation is about being a friend to the parts of your body, being kind to them. That's how you relax. Then you go back up to your shoulders and to your neck, making sure the head is well balanced on top of the neck. We notice I usually move my head back and forth at this stage, just to almost like exercise those muscles to make sure they really are comfortable and at ease. And I go to my throat. I always have a little irritation there. Some allergies or something, I'm not sure. But I focus, care, and feel the inflammation just decreasing. Kindness. And going up to my face, putting my awareness, finding out how the muscles around my eyes and my mouth are. Once I'm aware of those muscles, I'm kind to them and relax them, to ease them, letting go of any tension, any stretching, any squashing. I can feel those muscles ease off. Become peaceful, become free. Once your face is relaxed, I go now to the whole body, just a unit. Be aware of how relaxed it's become. Nothing is being held tight or forced. And I enjoy that feeling of relaxation, of bodily ease. It's not perfectly full of ease, there's always some irritation somewhere, but it's much more relaxed than usual. And that feels good. It's where I start to develop the perception of delight. The delight in physical relaxation. The reason why you go for a massage, soak in a hot tub, or lay on a nice recliner by the beach. And might start to be sensitive to that feeling of delight. It always makes my body more relaxed. It also keeps me in this moment being aware of my body rather than wandering off somewhere. The delight is very satisfying. Just the delight in a relaxed body. It feels good. I go to my mind, the emotional world, my peaceometer. How peaceful am I? To make it easy, give it a number. 10 is very disturbed, agitated. 1 is really peaceful. What number would you give to your measurement of peace right now? What makes that peace deeper? What causes the mind to be really peaceful? Present moment awareness is being here, being now. Now is where your future is made. Memories of the past are unreliable. Now is all the time you have and all that you need. Present moment awareness makes the mind very peaceful. And silence. There's no internal commentary. And soon you may be aware of your breathing. It's a friend who comes to visit. You enjoy their company. The breath coming in, the breath going out. And I'll be silent myself, not speaking, until close to the end of this meditation. getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? How peaceful are you inside? And peace has a flavor of happiness, a delight in a calm mind. When you don't develop that delight or notice it, that's where Strotham talk of sleepiness come from. You're not engaged. The mind is delightful. It's satisfied. You're resting. Awake. Alive. Come to your body, relaxed, at ease. When I think I'm aware of my body, it gets tense. When I just go inside and be with my mind, the body just relaxes so much. Now it's time. Open my eyes, but before I open my eyes, I'll ring the gong 3 times. When the gong finishes resounding for the 3rd time, that's your signal to open your eyes to end the meditation. It's nice to give a smile at the end of the meditation. If for nothing else, for me, who has to watch you. That's a nice bit of thank you. It is also because I got in the habit of trying to smile when I come out of meditation. It takes the joy, the delight out there into the world.